Good morning. Today is Monday, March the 26th. Joining us this morning is real estate VP. Is that the real fancy?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm leasing and operations.
Oh, like the other thing is a huge big difference?
No.
Okay. No. Tim Callison from, well, from Rob's Place. That work?
SNSC, you bet.
Yeah, okay. I would imagine, sir, that people are, with the weather turning, that people are starting to ask again about the balloon track.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what
sir.
Is going on? What's going on with the choo-choo trains? How come? Why not? Where is? And by the way, when are we going to see the pavement start?
Yeah.
Does that kind of encapsulate about a 20-minute conversation?
I think we could pretty much fill this show with that. Yeah.
So right now, Tim, I know that there was hopes that last year ground would have been broken before the economy kind of tanked. Okay, the economy nationally kind of seems to be percolating a little bit. All right. What's the status at this point, timeline-wise and that stuff, with the balloon track?
Well, the balloon track is a... As a whole, let's just chop it up, if you would. We're looking at the east side, which would be the east side of Commercial. That was going to be the first phase.
Okay, and for those who actually look at a compass when you're standing there,
right.
There is no east.
Let's
Are you talking
here.
About the Old Town side or let's, the other side?
The Old Town side.
There
yes,
we go.
Yes,
okay.
There we go. All right. So. Sorry about that. But anyway, that's obviously was slated for the first piece. It's definitely sitting kind of in the laps of the NCRA, Caltrans, and the CTC right now. So
Caltrans is in there because of the right-of-ways with the rail line?
Yeah. Okay. So we were pretty close to a deal, 6 months ago. But then, things change. And so now we're in the process of, trying to figure out where everything stands. So we were close, but
what was the causal agent?
Well, just the NCRA is going through its either being dissolved or reconstructed. That's probably maybe a better word for it. But we're just kind of all waiting to see what happens and how we can work with each other to both get what we need.
So they're not an entity at this point that can make a contractual commitment?
Well,
or just because tomorrow may be different than today and the lack of surety?
It's more of, I think they've been given the indication that it would be met with a lot of resistance if they did make a contractual obligation to us at this time.
By who?
At this time. Caltrans said it flat out.
Oh, Caltrans?
Yeah. So it was a quote out of one of the blogs, I believe, had the notes on the meeting. Yeah, it was interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
But no formal contact with you guys?
Nope. No, not yet.
Carrier pigeon?
Well, there's always hope. Right? Weather's been a little bad for pigeons lately.
Yeah, is this Caltrans District 1 or is this Caltrans Sacramento?
You're putting me into a corner. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I believe it was Caltrans local, if I'm correct.
So it's somebody who could swing by the office. You go, hey, by the way, guys.
I would hate to say something, that's incorrect, but I believe, yes, it to be that way.
So they would also then, I would imagine, have the same level of influence on the, let's see, if one's east, one would be, on the west side property also where the rail line bed still exists.
That is correct.
Is it pulling it out? The line,
excuse me.
Is it structuring it? Is it just giving permission to be able to use the property and to relinquish all the rights on the property? What?
It's more of a right of way. Those are federal right of ways through the properties. Rob owns the property, but there's easements that sit on top of them, and the railroad is they don't give those up lightly.
So how much influence do they have, or is it where the rail bed is and 50 feet to the left and 50 feet to the right, and now it's the entire strip?
They have to have a 30-foot easement on one side for access. So, it starts eating up a big chunk of property. Now, we could certainly build around it, but then, when you have that, let's call it some of the most desirable
waterfront property that's left down there, you know, to turn around and do something, you know, half-heartedly or half is really not a, is not a, you know, an option really.
You know, I'm glad you chose the heart as your physical reference at that point.
I'm very cognizant that I'm on radio.
Now, would the same hold true on the larger chunk of the property also, the right-of-ways? But you guys could develop the, I guess, along whatever the trail is called that runs kind of parallel to Waterfront Drive?
Well, if you take a look at that trail, they built over the top of one of their existing railways, and the city has some, you know, some sort of agreement with them that they worked.
So it's kind of precedent
to deal with that. Well, you know, I don't
know. You might think.
But I don't know if a precedent would actually be valid, if you would, you know. It's the main line. You know, they want to retain the main line, which, okay, we get. But let's see where we can move it. Let's see where we can, so it works.
Or actually physically relocate the line itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's an option.
Still through the property.
It's an option.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Environmental stuff. Yeah, let's put some creosote wood down.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an option. It's not a big option. It's an option, though.
Yes, sir.
So is the current plan to have buildings on each side and the rail line run through the middle of the property?
You know, we've scaled it down quite a bit.
We'll talk about whether it's Z-scale or HO when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison from Security National. Tim, the concept of the properties around the balloon track, you guys must have the patience of Job, because I think if anybody else was there, either they would have resold it and said, forget Humboldt County. I'm walking out. Take it and go play with it. I mean, this has been, what, over 10 years now?
Yeah, at least that.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously there's no ROI on it, and I don't think there's going to be a huge upside for that investment to get a return. Okay, fine. And you're still in the coastal zone, so you still got the games that have to be played, and more money thrown on top of more money thrown on top of more money. Regular guy says, it's over. Why do you guys keep playing with it? I mean, with all these people telling you what you can, what you can't, you know, if it was Callison Papstein, we probably would be treated a little bit differently. Of course, we'd be threatening people, probably. Come on, let's do something. Everybody having these various thoughts. You've got the political plays that are going out, either at the state agencies or these, you know, the rail authority, and who knows what is going to end up with that thing. Why bother with it?
I think you asked a bunch of questions within that one question, but let's go with that. You know, Rob has incredible patience, but he's also got a vision that he's had for this community. You know, there's going to be those pieces of property could be game changers for our old town and for the development of you know, some really great things. In the future,
which is probably why it's being opposed,
more than likely. You know, okay. I you know, we could go down that road, but you know, it's one of those things where If you look at, you know, the things that he's done for this community and his, you know, basically
been, yeah, you can look and see there's lots of things that the community has benefited from because of their desire.
Correct.
Dandy. But at some point, the patience wears out. Doesn't it? Or does it?
For the normal guy, I would probably say yeah. But he, you know, he's got a vision, and he wants it to happen, and so he knows how to play those games, and you know to manipulate through the system.
So he's telling you, take it easy, relax, it's okay.
There are those days, yeah. You know, there's some days
You fire off a Papstein email, huh? He comes back, says, take it easy, breathe, relax.
You know, common sense doesn't prevail in a lot of some of these conversations, you know, so it's.
So what is the current status now? Is you're trying to bide time until the NCRA determines whether or not they are in a position to sign a contract, or Caltrans has to respond back to whatever the most recent options are? And
real hard to be able to answer. I mean, as far as, I don't have an answer for that question because it is in such limbo. You know, hearing from any of them would be great, you know, but I don't think any of them are sure where their position is to be able to respond. So, you know, we're going to hang tight like we used to and kind of see where it goes. But, you know, we were hoping to, you know, work on the Old Town side of things, you know, first, and we'll kind of, you know, it's slowly, you know, there's movement as far as, you know, getting, you know, things cleaned up and making sure those properties are kept clean. And, you know, we have the new trail that goes through there. We're seeing an awful lot of traffic on that, which is great to see.
Are they giving you feedback and asking how come, why not? Boy, it'd be really nice to get this cleaned up.
Right.
Is there a bubble of public pressure in this also?
You know, I haven't had that conversation, but I know that, you know, Miles Slattery and Rob Holman, they've been, very supportive of anything, you know, but they also have to be careful of, you know, what they get involved in too. But yet we do have their support, but we're
biding time.
Biding time.
How about out on the North Spit? Yeah, you guys got a pretty good representation of property out there also. Is that easier to be working with and developing and creating a little bit of economic energy?
Yeah, the peninsula out there, if you would, has its challenges. But yeah, it's a great piece of property to work on. If you looked over to our dock right now, we just brought in two tugboats from Coos Bay that are now renters of ours, and my understanding there's more ships to be coming in, and they're looking towards the future, so that, you know, obviously interjects, you know, more income into the coffers, if you would.
Do you ever see that being an industrial site, I mean, as defined in normal guy language? I mean, you talk about industrial waterfront. You got forklifts driving around. You got clanging going on. You got ships all over the place. You got activity.
Yeah, actually, I believe you're going to see that peninsula, both ours, the Humboldt, you know, Humboldt Bay or Harbor District's site. Dan Johnson's, you know, has some down there. I believe you're going to see that becoming the hub of our industrial at some given point, or at least it's going to be, a major player. The development's going to be there.
So there'll be a little bit more stuff going on.
And it'll be a mixed use. It'll be mixed use. Obviously, the mariculture, will be, it's zoned.
It's perfect part of
for
it. Yeah.
But it's you know, the backside's obviously, you know, industrial and light industrial.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison from Security National Properties. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, and Lolita Cheese Company. Tim, some of the different challenges that are in the area, what do you see them as? You're goofy like me. You grew up here.
Yep.
Okay. You've seen some of the different things. Now, your view may be a little bit different than mine, and you know, all that stuff's okay. But as somebody whose primary charge is economic development in the area, what in the past it had been, okay, it's the permit processing time for the county or the city. I mean, you can probably throw in the state also. It's the Coastal Commission. It's air quality. It's regulatory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it today, are those still the primary things, or has that changed?
You know, that's a darn good question. I think it's still as prevalent as it ever has been. You know, the processes are the processes, it seems like. And if anything, they may even be a little slower, you know, but I would say that it always seems like the levels of permitting bureaucracy, you know, everybody wants their dollar off of something, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent.
So it's fee-based, do you think?
I think again, there I go in the corner, you know, it seems like there's a fee for everything. You know, but okay, that supports the government, that supports, you know, the economy, and it is what it is. But turn around and have something sit on somebody's desk for, you know, 6 months, and they're telling you, well, sorry, we're shorthanded, you know. So then it always kind of goes back to these, well, it's a budgetary issue. You don't have enough people working on it, or, you know, they've all been diverted over to the marijuana processing that side, you know. So yeah, there's still the challenges, I believe.
Have you ever heard of any business, either quasi private or public, that have enough employees?
I think people you're right, but I think everybody's having a hard time finding employees.
Now that's a different book. We don't have it. Well, that's been the mantra for 50 years.
Yeah,
you can't keep relying on that. You've got these things that are called computers.
Yep.
They're supposed to allow you to do a whole lot more with a whole lot less.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Now, but I would think, because you keep hearing stories, other counties in California that process quicker, other cities that are able to do things that have a different attitude, that are embracing, et cetera, et cetera. Still within California, still within the challenges that Sacramento throws out, but stuff gets done. And, you know, it's exciting when you hear one hammer going on in the commercial district or the downtown district of pick a city on the North Coast.
Yeah.
It's that rare that it stands out as being the only project. You know, downtown Eureka, you got the Coast Central location.
Yeah.
Or for us, the Fireworkers building.
Yep.
Okay, great. Can you find another one? And well, it's like, now, wait a minute, this is for a town, the daytime is about 80,000 people. And you got one project that's going on? That should be speaking volumes to everybody in the area.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree with that. I think that you also take a look at the factor of, let's call it, I don't know if you'd call it the toll or the fallout from being short. Did you read the Time Standard this weekend where I believe they were losing another 4 police officers. So I think we were down, I may be off on my numbers a little bit, 9,
or maybe that brings us to 9 down, but that's not a good, you know, how can we retain the people that we have? You know, how can we, you know, what's broken there? The Chief's doing an awesome job.
Housing costs are always challenging, you know, particularly in an area, and you know, we're still depressed.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. When there's no housing construction going on, there was a, boy, what was the program this morning? We were talking about, I think it was in San Francisco, where an average apartment that like has a kitchen and a bathroom and a bedroom, $2,500 to $3,000 a month, something in that neighborhood. So they were doing dorm style construction. So you'd have maybe not like the quads, but that concept of a shared bathroom and a shared kitchen, separate bedrooms, and they would go for like $1,500 to $2,000. Okay, I mean, if you're a singleton.
Perfect.
Okay. Or even if you're married, I suppose you could probably figure out. Innovation is happening where there's the housing crunch. I know you guys have had issues. We've had issues. Almost every business operator in the area has had issues of they find somebody, but they can't find living accommodations for them. Okay, you would think that that would be a major push for somebody out there to do. Nobody's doing. So it seems like there's those dichotomies that are at work.
I would agree with that. You know, if you turn around and take, you know, you pull up ads, there's homes around here. There are houses for sale. There are houses for rent. There are rooms for rent. But again, you know, the people that are looking for these, is it within their budget? Is it within their means? Is it?
If a couple's making $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of home is available for them if they want to purchase, even as a starter home?
Well, good point. I think fixer uppers are, you know, right around the 190 around, you know. Lots are, you know, 130 if you bear, so.
Yeah, unless you like commuting long
distances.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And even then it becomes a bit of a
challenge. Actually, I think it gets more expensive as you go in the hills nowadays.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison. Tim, let's put your propeller hat on, your little beanie there. Things have changed since we got together last at the airport.
Yep.
Some good stuff, some different stuff. Okay, you're still on the advisory
committee? I am. I just finished my term as chair, so now I'm a guy in a seat on the side now, but... Alex Stillman took over, so she's doing well.
So what sense do you have? Is it headed in the right direction as either as its own district, or a special district, I guess would be, or, you know, just with a change of structure, is it going where you think it ought to be going? What should the community know about the future here?
Actually, I think it's a very good thing. It gives... Well, what do you say? If you continue to do the same thing and get the same result and expecting a different outcome, that's insanity, right? So we're actually...
Man, you put out about twice as many words but we got you.
Too much coffee this morning. But really, I think it's going to be... we're going to find out. But we've got the opportunity to find out. You know, there's some really great things going on there that actually Emily started, you know, with the... With the solar out there, that's going to generate money, if you would, but also in an effect of lowering our electric out there. You know, we're looking at, the parking. There's a lot of...
Infrastructure stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Which, if done smartly, can, you know, basically give us revenue streams to offset the costs of that, which also allows us not to pull from the general fund and allows us to grow. You know, there are opportunities that come with great or available air service. A lot of people don't
think much about the airport until they're, you know, late going to Disneyland, you know, or it affects them. But it's a huge infrastructure.
By investing in that facility,
mm-hmm.
in and of itself, does that attract attention by air carriers?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, nobody wants to, you know, pull up their nice planes to a, you know, broken down stairway or, you know, that type of thing. But is that inherently the most important? No, the most important is going to be your load factor.
Yeah. There's still the restaurant facility that's out there.
Yes.
Is that ever going to be a restaurant?
I tell you what, we're actually waiting for the city right now. We have...
City?
We have...
Or, it's in the county.
County, excuse me, county.
No wonder you're waiting so long.
Right. We have... we've had somebody signed up for quite some time, ready to go. We're just waiting for all the permits.
Hey, all right, full circle. Thanks for coming by, bud. See everybody tomorrow.